Welcome back to the Daily Nugget, Daily Property Insights, one topic, 20 minutes or less. Myself, Lawrence Lotz, and joined by Raj Marjan, a former Auckland city planner. And Raj, the question for you today at the moment is, under the Auckland Unity plans that we were talking about sort of the last week or so, and the changes coming the 20th of August, one of the big things that seems to be in there and in those changes is, why is Central Auckland not being changed to a higher density area? Why, with everywhere else that's going up and all the changing, why sort of is Central Auckland either been left off, forgotten, or done by reason on purpose? I'd love to know your thoughts on this.
Oh, thank you so much, Lawrence, for having me. So the question is, say, for example, around West and South Auckland, even the single house is turning into mixed housing urban. Mm-hmm. And why has major part of Central Auckland remained more or less as it is in the draft changes?
Correct.
That's the question. Okay. There are two reasons fundamentally mm-hmm. that has resulted to it. One is the because of qualifying matters. And the second one is because of the light rail corridor, the mm-hmm. new proposed railway line that is going from your CBD to the airport. Now, when we investigate the draft maps, draft GIS map, you will see a huge area around Dominion Road mm-hmm. left as under investigation, and it is flagged as light rail corridor under investigation. Now, on August 20, council can't leave it as under investigation. Again, I might be repeating this again and again, but this is the reality and fact. We will know what zoning those lands which are hatched as under investigation mm-hmm. will look like, how that will look like on 20 August. The other one, qualifying matters, these are your likes of special character area. That is the one which we are coming across all the time. Mm-hmm. These are in your areas like Devonport, Ponsonby, Parnell, Remuera, Mount Eden. Yep. And these are your small to medium patches of street or areas where council has identified these areas have some character and we want to retain them as it is or apply a lower intensity zoning, which we have covered in it
yep.
in another episode. So basically, two factors, two reasons, Lawrence, light rail corridor and qualifying matters.
So with the light rail corridor and still under investigation, say at the moment, is there any indication from the council, you know, by the 20th of August, you said they have to, it has to be defined, whether it's defined as it stays as is or future development. Is there any indication of when that's going to be released other than on the 20th of August?
That is a brilliant question. Now we are going into very technical and specialized area here, Lawrence.
Yeah.
How this change works is before it is released on 20 August, it mm-hmm. will go to an Auckland Council Planning Committee meeting. And that committee, the committee of the council, will decide which version or what is or what will be publicly notified. Mm-hmm. So we may see that what is coming up in the agenda of that meeting. But here's the but. That may be confidential.
Mm-hmm.
And council is not required. Yeah, council is not yep. required to release the confidential information. There are certain conditions where council can keep things confidential. It is totally under legislation. What we might see is just on the agenda, an item saying notification of change to unitary plan.
Mm-hmm.
If the details are confidential, we will not know. But if council doesn't keep it confidential, then we would probably be able to see what's coming up at that stage. But my best guess is it will be a confidential item.
Interesting. I'm guessing
that is what I have seen and I have done myself when I was doing plan changes, when I was with Auckland Council.
Yeah, that's a real interesting one. And thanks so much for that one, Raj. As always, great insights. And to everyone else listening and watching, as always, thanks for coming over to the Daily Nugget. Daily Property Insights, one topic, 20 minutes or less. And as always, hope to see you tomorrow.